We are live in the Guelph Dads Facebook group. Here we go. That's Matthew Webster. I'm Jason Hunt, and we're live today for our May edition of the Guelph Dad Podcast. We got an exciting one today as we're kicking it into the spring. We're kicking it into the summer. We're talking about some summer events. We got a couple giveaways going down today. I'm excited for this one, but without further ado, let's kick it over to my partner, Matt.
How are you today, man? Where in Guelph, what Guelph watering hole are you at today? That's what I want to know.
Great question.
My favorite game of the podcast. Where is Jay Hunt?
Yeah. Can you see which one of those games do you actually enjoy in the background there? Oh, somebody called it right away. It used to be called, well, you can call it Dooley's or Pablo's.
Yeah. Pablo's now. Pablo's owner's in the group. Somebody tag him on this so that he can see his fine establishment as a static Zoom background.
Do you have like a go-to game when you're at Pablo's that's like, I gotta go play some of this?
I don't think so. In general at a bar, I'm a big game hunter or deer hunter game. That used to be a great one.
You're a deer hunter guy, eh? You're that guy.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Absolutely. I didn't take you for a deer hunter guy. I picked you more of like a WrestleFest guy.
Yeah. Do you remember? I grew up in Burlington. We used to have this place called Don Koharski's. It was owned by the referee Don Koharski.
Oh yeah.
And it had like an indoor little fake ice rink with the plastic ice. It had a little half court basketball. It had chipping green, and it had this arcade. And they had this wrestling game that had like six or eight different stations, and you could do like a Royal Rumble. It was amazing. So yeah, that would have been a go-to when I was a little guy.
I grew up in Brampton, and in Brampton, we had a Future World, which was at Shoppers World. We used to hit there at lunch all the time. I spent hours on WrestleFest, Jake the Snake, Roberts, DDT all day long. That was my go-to. But we got a lot to talk about today. So maybe we should kick it to it. First of all, kind of disappointed. You know, I think a lot of dads out there in the Guelph area were probably disappointed as well. With the Leafs blowing it, you know, that became a nice ritual. Every second night, I'd spend a lot of time crushing some Sleeman 2.0 Clear, which is my new beer of choice, I think, this summer, representing Guelph. But that was disappointing. You share the same sentiment?
No, absolutely not. I'm a diehard Habs fan. We've been licking our wounds since the end of the regular season, but it's always nice to see the Leafs go out in the first round. So that's small victory in my world.
I'm not going to lie. After the Leafs loss, I was quite disappointed. I put up a video on TikTok of my wife, who's a diehard Leafs fan. She actually used to work for the Leafs game crew, but she was totally gutted and she was quite emotional about it. It went sort of viral on TikTok, which is surprising. But right after the game, I went downstairs, went into the old bin and pulled out the Oilers jersey and threw it on. So
perfect.
Kind of
jumping ship right away, eh?
Typical right away, right away, right away.
So one thing that we got the long weekend coming up, Victoria Day, May 2-4 long weekend, which is the unofficial start of the summer in Canada, unofficial start of the summer. So we've got a pretty summer themed or spring themed giveaways today, and we've got some cool guests. So we've got beer from Mr. Ryan Waller, which was at the 11th hour joining this podcast. He said, "Hey, I've got some beer to give away. Can I do that?" And I said, "Why don't you come on the podcast?" And he said, "What the heck's the podcast?" And I said, "Well, you don't know. You should come on." So
should we bring him on? Should we bring him up?
Yeah, absolutely. I won't tease the other giveaways. We might as well bring Ryan on to talk about his latest endeavor.
All right, everybody, let's give a round of applause now for Ryan Waller. Ryan Waller to the stage.
There. Wow, man, that's like the super segue. Well done. Yeah. Well done. I want to add on to your Koharski comment in that many, many years ago, I was at a family reunion and my mother's first cousin is a guy named Jim Schoenfeld. And Jim Schoenfeld was a guy, if many remember in the 80s, there was a famous incident where a referee, Koharski, got into an incident with a guy named Jim Schoenfeld. He was the captain of the Buffalo Sabres. He was a big redhead. And he got in the, do you remember that? Do you guys remember that? No?
I think Waller, I think you're, well, maybe Jay might. I think you're
maybe I'm even older than you guys.
I think you're about 10 years older than me. Well,
yeah, Ryan. it was a famous hockey incident where Koharski and Schoenfeld, who was the coach of the Buffalo Sabres, got into an argument in the tunnel. You should look it up on YouTube. And Schoenfeld went up to Koharski and said, "Have another donut, you fat pig." And it became this famous thing that you should look it up.
Anybody who's listening to this right now needs to post that on the Guelph Dads.
Tebow will know this. Bear will know this for sure. It's
we'll post it in the show notes.
There you go. Yeah,
it's a Schoenfeld Koharski confrontation. Anyways, so speaking of summer, I have a great thing that Beth and I have worked on. Beth and I, as you know, as many of you know, work with Mr. Webster at Home Group Realty. And we were approached by a Royal City Brewery early on this year to talk about some marketing opportunities. They were trying to figure out their marketing and some things they could do for the year. And one of them was, how do we come together to grow their business and to talk about what we could do together to support local? And it resulted in, after many months of discussion, a beer. And I have it here, so you can't really see it, but is that backwards or is that?
No, that's perfect.
Okay, so this is what it looks like. So this is the beer. You can see it's a Royal City Brew. We have just launched this. It's coming out. I have a bunch of cases in my garage. And this is the idea around this is that we're going to help Royal City support their new beer hall, which is attached. Royal City is in at York and Victoria in a sort of a strip mall. And at the end of their current space, they bought out VTR Uniforms, and they're building what they call the beer hall. It's a two-level kitchen, restaurant sort of thing. And the idea around it is that we're going to work with each other to help launch that place. So it's coming in the next few weeks. We have a bunch of cases of this beer, and we wanted to, before it came out to the public, give some of this out to Guelph Dads.
Awesome.
So what's
it taste like?
It's a long weekend. It is a blonde ale. My wife is a blonde. It makes sense. It's called Beth and Ryan's Local. It tastes like it's like a light, easy drinking beer. It's 5%. Bit of citrus to it. It's pretty easy. It's pretty easy beer. And so
I found a few of them in the fridge at our office kitchen. So I've tasted it a couple of times. It's great. Yeah, it is good.
Yeah, I'll give you some, Matt. So you don't need to take it out of the
company. So I don't have to feel like I'm stealing every time.
That's right. So there is some for Guelph Dads. We have it's free. If you're within Guelph, we can make sure that we get it to our office for you on Edinburgh Road in the Junction. And we have limited quantities, though. So if you are interested in a free six-pack of beer for the May long weekend, seems crazy to even ask this question.
Yeah.
Then just send me a message, and we'll make sure we hook you up.
Yeah. So what we'll do is, Ryan, you can post in the discussion board on the Guelph Dads group, and let people know to DM you. That way, they'll have you right there, and they can just shoot you a quick message. We'll make sure the admins pin that to the top of the page until you've got no beer left. And then we'll take it down so you don't get pestered.
Well, and then from there, this is a plug. I'm going to give it a plug. After that, as of June 4th, when they open their new restaurant on York and Victoria, it's called the Beer Hall. You can find this beer, our beer, Beth and Ryan's Local. You'll find it on tap at Royal City Brewery, and you'll be able to buy it online and at the brewery.
And I think there's a restaurant that's going to have it on tap too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good one. York Road Kitchen already has it on tap. They're just down the street from Royal City Brew, and they were quick to adopt this as one of their beers. So yeah, it's great to find it there.
So Ryan, how did you go about that? How did you go about getting these on tap in some of the local establishments?
Well, the idea around it was the idea from the beginning was support local. And so we've always been, and Matt works for a brokerage that we work at the same brokerage, and it's about supporting local. It's about supporting each other. And we just basically launched the beer and we put it on social media, and York Road Kitchen said, "Hey, how do we get some in our restaurant?" And it's another local restaurant that says, I want to do something local as well. So it goes full circle, right? And you get a realtor like us, Beth and I, local realtors supporting a local brewery, and a local restaurant wants to be involved. So, I mean, it's a pretty cool thing. There's no money to be exchanged. It's all sort of a big circle of people. So it's a lot of fun.
I can plug York Road Kitchen too. I know, like during the pandemic, when everything was takeout, they were the only place that had a really solid kids menu for takeout.
Yeah.
We ordered a bunch of times. They had a really good kids menu, and their food's great.
Yep.
So I'm going to put you on the spot, Ryan, that since you seem to have this really good relationship with Royal City and they're going to have this awesome new venue, how do we get a Golf Dads outing at the new beer hall?
Oh, guys, I'll hook you up. We'll have a Guelph Dads outing for sure. You can only buy our beer on tap. That's the key. You can only buy our beer on tap. That's it. Nothing else.
But I'm totally in favor of that. Since Ryan's given us 10 cases of free beer to the Guelph Dads, I think we can definitely accommodate there.
That's right. That's right. So I think that's going to be it's actually one of the things that we talked about doing is that it's going to be a pretty cool place. From what I understand, it's two levels and it's a beer hall. It's sort of a German style. They're going to have schnitzel and pretzels and all kinds of fun stuff.
Nice.
So yeah, it'll be a neat spot. And like I said, it's supposed to be done in 2 weeks. The ideal launch date for them is going to be June 4th. So within a few weeks for the summer, they'll have a great place. So yeah, great.
That's a new industrial area, if I'm not mistaken, right? Which is a great location for a bar because I don't think there's much up that way aside from Real Deal, right?
Yeah, there's not much out there, and I know
there's the pub at Victoria and Grange, maybe that's the other. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, and I know these guys have sort of been struggling for some space. They've well outgrown the space that they're in, and they've been trying for a long time. And it just so happened that VTR was leaving, their uniform place was leaving, and so they bought up that space, and they're going to make something out of it. So it's going to literally double their business, and so they needed a bit of help getting it going. So anyways, we'll have a Guelph Dads event there for sure, and I think it'll be great.
Yeah, awesome. I know we know you're on a time crunch, that's why you came in.
I got to run.
It's 8:45, so go pick up your daughter.
Okay, thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, awesome. Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
Talk to you later. Bye. See ya.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
There we go.
Yeah,
well, right. Good little tidbit of information. You got a new bar coming to town.
New bar coming to town, and it looks like we have a Guelph Dads Inn. So I'm not scared to put any of our guests on the spot if there's a benefit to the Guelph Dads. So
100%. Yeah. You got to get in there. You got to weasel our way in there, right? Of course. You know what? Speaking of that, I was actually thinking, because every time there's like an election going on and people are putting up the political signs for the parties and stuff like that, it always makes me think of an amazing marketing opportunity for potentially us as Guelph Dads. Like, would anybody really care if we just start throwing up a bunch of follow the Guelph Dad signs up right in between these NDP Liberal and PC signs?
Like Guelph Dad's party.
You know what? Like, would we not, like, is that not one way to expedite the growth of this group, is just chuck a few signs down? Like that, I think that's all it takes, right? I mean, it's a lot cheaper than getting a booth at a Storm game, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know,
guerrilla marketing, right?
Right. Anyway, if anybody wants to take the lead on that, just hit us up at admin@guelphdads.com.
Yep. We've already got a QR code.
That's right. We got the QR code. So, I got a few things on the list here. I love when this happens. I got recognition today too. Ryan was telling us earlier actually about his recognition, or his daughter was seeing some Guelph Dads hoodies around the local Booster Juice. That's always good to see when you start hearing about the recognition of the swag getting out there in the community. I had it happen today to me at the Canadian Tire. Somebody called out the hat, like, "Hey, nice hat." I said, yeah. "Nice. You in the group?" He's like, "I just got in." It's like, beautiful. Word up.
Speaking of just got in, I think we've had quite a few join over the last month. And where are we at?
We're at 1474, 1,474 dads. We got 39 in the last month, 1,200 active, which is awesome. Like, that percentage of active users in this group is amazing. You just don't see that in a whole lot of Facebook groups.
Yeah, so tell us what that means. What does active mean? That means they check it. That means they post. What does that mean?
Active means that they've engaged in the group. They've watched content in the group. They've read content in the group. They're active in the group. And that means we're looking at roughly 274 have just been dormant. Maybe they haven't checked their Facebook in about a month or two, and they're just not active. So that's great, which tells me that when somebody posts something in the Guelph Dads group, there's a good chance it's populating the top of the feed when somebody logs into their Facebook account. So yeah. That's always good. And that's great for anybody looking to advertise in the group as well. right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, maybe that is, well, I mean, let's talk about the events. Let's get to the events before we talk about those advertising options.
Sure. Yeah. I can't remember his first name. His last name is Singh. He posted on the group a little while ago that Multicultural Festival, which is, we haven't had festivals in the city of Guelph over the last few years. And, it's great to see that one is happening this year. So if anyone hasn't been to it, it's a 3-day event in June. And, it brings in all, you know, food, art, entertainment, awareness of all the different cultures that, you know, live in our city. And it's a really cool festival. Obviously, everyone's welcome, but those festivals, I've participated a lot, and I've run been on the Rotary Committee running Canada Day. I know how much work and how many volunteer hours are required to run an event like this. And all the people aren't used to getting out and participating as volunteers anymore, right? So people aren't in the habit of doing that. So we've got a request and a sort of a plea for some Guelph dads to go out and volunteer. And I think, just like Jay was talking about getting recognized at Canadian Tire, this is a really great opportunity for us to sort of go and throw your Guelph dad's hat on and volunteer at an event in the city this year. And we can show that there's Guelph jazz. And there you go. Thank you for whoever posted that. That's awesome. You know, this we could show the love to the city and get a little bit of recognition and get the Guelph dads movement along there. I'd love to see us by next month when we're talking here that we're, you know, approaching 1600 members. Because as Jay always said, if your dishwasher breaks and you post on there, you want to have as many options as possible. And the more members we have and the more people contributing good ideas and being able to make those data-approved recommendations, that's helping everybody in the group at this point.
Is that Riverside? Is that where the festival is?
I believe, yeah, Multicultural Festival will be at Riverside Park.
Yeah, I've been there. My kids love that. They had a great time. They had lots of different, different dances from different cultures around the world, and it's just a good time. I believe they have a tent there as well to enjoy some bevies. So, yeah. Get on out. And like Matt said, if you want to be a volunteer, reach out and we'll connect you with the right people.
Okay. Absolutely. There's I don't want to overshadow Multicultural Festival, but there'll be some other festivals and some other opportunities for dads to get involved this week. But Jazz, if you can post the link again, maybe in this the thread here below this video on the group, to sign up for as a volunteer, and hopefully we get some dads out there to participate.
Cool. So we've got merch. We still got some merch kicking around. We got 4 Bertrand Guelph Dads hoodies, white ones, great for sitting around the campfire this summer. They're XL and they're white. So white and around the campfire might not mix too well, but why don't we just discount them? Let's go from 60. Let's drop them down to 40.
Doing $40. So yeah, we weren't going to do this. We just talked about it and we're just preparing the 5-10 minutes before this podcast. And we said, you know what? They've been kicking around for too long. We need to get these Guelph Dads hoodies on some dads' backs. So we want to sell out on the hoodies and move on to some t-shirts, some more seasonal gear. And so $40, send it to admin@guelphdads.com and we'll connect you with a hoodie. I'll even Jay or I or somebody will deliver it to you if you need to.
Definitely. 100%. Awesome. And we got some hats. We've got 25 of these hats lingering around the streets of Guelph. Only 16 have been picked up. We got 23 left. $20 a pop. Come and get your Guelph Dad's hats.
Yeah.
It's actually my favorite hat. I'm not just being biased. It's a super comfortable hat, eh?
It is. It is. Yeah. I just bought a second one because I wore my other one to softball last week and it got super disgusting and sweaty. So this is a fresh one. So I just bought a second one.
Nice. Awesome. And before we kick it to our giveaways, we do want to bring up some advertising options for any businesses out there. We have the Market Yourself Monday, which is a free opportunity if you're a business to put your business out there, talk about upcoming deals. And those posts specifically are getting a lot of reach. So if you are somebody that's participating and commenting on those posts, those are being seen. Hopefully you're getting some calls from that. If you're not, then make that offer that you put in the comments a little more enticing and you might get some action on it. We're also opening up some sponsorship opportunities to small and medium-sized businesses to advertise on the page. If you're looking for more information on that, you can reach out to any of the admins and we can give you that information.
Yeah.
And again, like there's also going to be advertising opportunities on the website when the website finally launches. So reach out to admin@GuelphDads.com or you know where to reach all of us individually in the Facebook group.
Perfect. And as always, the other advertising opportunities, exactly what we're about to do for the next couple of local groups and businesses is we could do a giveaway. We like to ensure that if we're going to have somebody advertise on the group, that there's a benefit to the members, right? So sometimes that's financial and it lets us do different things, but we love stuff. And I think we got some really good giveaways coming up. I'm going to tease the last one, which we posted today on the group, and we got some good engagement. Lots of people wearing their destroyed old sunglasses and photos, which is awesome. That's going to be our final giveaway, which is the Ray-Bans. But we got a special guest coming up, Dino, the coach of the Guelph Royals. He's got some tickets and possibly some swag, which we're going to give away for the home opener on Saturday as well. So. Let's bring Dino in.
Gentlemen,
Dino, welcome to the stage. How you doing, Dino?
Good to be with you.
Yeah, awesome. It must be a busy time getting ready for the season.
It is. This has been a crazy week, and I can't wait to get it going.
So, Dino, tell us, what do you think of your roster this year? How do you think you match up in the IBL?
Well, you know, I think right now, I mean, this is what I told a lot of the players, you know, opening day is so great in any sport, whether it's hockey. And I've been involved in sports for 40 years, but you have, on opening day, everybody thinks they have a shot at winning the championship. You start with a fresh slate. You think you have the best team in the league. I personally think we have the best team in the league. We have probably the best off season. And I've been in this league off and on since 1991. I can't believe that some of the pieces have fallen in the way they have, and we're really excited about this team. This is going to be a very athletic team, and we've got a great pitching staff and some well-known names as well.
How excited are the fellas to be finally playing in front of crowds again?
Well, you know, we've been off for, this is our first game coming up on Saturday in 3 years. We've taken the last 2 years off because of COVID and excuse me, perfect timing. And we're pretty excited. I know that a lot of the fans, I own a restaurant here in town and I know a lot of people have been coming in here the last couple of weeks and told me they got their season tickets and they're ready to go. And the support's great here. So we've always had great fans. So we're looking forward to it. And I think the fans are as well.
Which restaurant is that, Dino?
Lucky Belly.
All right.
Terrible.
Lucky
terrible.
Belly's amazing. Oh, so good.
Thank you.
I always get the beat box, but there's like, I love the little box meals. You can get rice or quinoa or whatever. It makes me feel like it's healthy. It is pretty healthy.
We've got some great greasy sandwiches too. So
you bet.
Way we'll go about it. I think we'll take care of you.
You mentioned the season tickets. I was doing a little bit of just poking around. The season ticket's awesome for the IBL. You get the away games too, right?
Yeah. It's a league pass. So if you go to all our games, it works out to about $2.80 a game.
Yeah,
it's incredible. So even if you just go to the home games with the added games this year, it's 21 games for $120 and the entertainment that you're going to get. So we potentially could have three former major leaguers in our roster. So it's not pretty high caliber baseball.
Wow.
I'm not sure if anyone else follows the Royals' social media, but they've been posting as they've been making their signings in the offseason.
Yeah,
Dalton Pompeii, that's the household name that really caught my eye. So, former Blue Jay, right?
Yeah, 4 years with the Toronto Blue Jays. A lot of people remember him in that Texas playoff series where he stole four bases and wreaked all kinds of havoc for them. Dalton's still in the prime of his career, 20 years old, so it's not like the game's passing by. We have our starting pitcher on Saturday, Claudio Custodio, was the minor league player of the year in his organization with the Atlanta Braves. He throws 97, 98 miles an hour. He could play middle infield. He's he was in AAA last year. So, again, another guy that we're excited about. And we're just waiting for Dario Alvarez to come into town. He's about a week away. And Dario was 6 wins, 1 loss in the major leagues 3 years ago with the San Diego Padres and New York Mets. And so, you know, again, the talent level is unbelievable. And we have, you know, a lot of local flair, too. Sean Riley, who is the all-time leader in home runs, RBIs, and hits in this league, is coming back for his final year here at home. And it was easy to entice him back here when he saw the quality of players we're bringing in.
I thought Bear Thibault was thinking about blowing off the dust off the cleats as well.
I've been working it a little bit. I don't think he's ready to go though, but he's, you know, maybe by the signing deadline, we can get him in here, but
there you go. Oh, that's amazing. We're I think in general, as a group, the Guelph Dads are excited to have, you know, it's cool to have a high quality sports team operating in your a small city like Guelph, right? So we rally behind all those teams, and I'm sure we'll be rallying behind you guys too.
Well, we've added a big beer garden in there. We just the booths are coming in this week, so you can just sort of sit out on a booth and watch the game from left field. And so we had a great partnership with a local brewery that we're very excited about, and that's gonna bring a little more of a cool feel to the fans. But I'll tell you what, when I was coaching here in the early 90s, 91, 92, 93, 94, we had a run where we went to 4 consecutive finals, and we won won 1 year. And I remember I used to go to the ballpark early, and I would look at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, there'd be people setting up lawn chairs for a 7 o'clock game. So it's kind of this is such a cool place to play. People were actually bringing couches in because there was no stands down the one sidelines. And so you get people bringing in the couch in the afternoon and laying it down there, and they can sit on their couch and watch baseball. So it's a cool environment, and I think it's a lot of fun. And we're really excited that the Guelph Dads are on board with following us as well. And we're excited to get some of you guys out there. In fact, you know, we'd like to give out four tickets to a game to some of your followers, and we can talk about that off air and how to go about it.
Yeah, so we're planning to, sorry, I'm just catching up here, I guess. So I was under the impression those were for the home opener, but we can
the home opener there. So basically, if you couldn't make it because of the short notice, they're going to be a coupon. There's a code. You go to Eventbrite and order it. So you can go to the home opener, or you can use it for a game down the road. If you can't make it that, if you win the draw, then, you know, you can pick any game you'd like, but we'd love to have you at the home opener because, I think right now we're looking at, close to 1200 people, 1000 to 1200 in that range for the home. So we're pretty excited.
That's going to be a fun environment for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when is that home opener, Dino?
Saturday at 1 o'clock at Hastings Stadium in Exhibition Park. And again, I was out of the field today, and the city's done such a great job getting together. Well, you know, they have had 3 years to prepare for opening day.
No,
it looks great. And again, we're pretty excited with all the guys coming in.
Who are you up against?
The Toronto Maple Leafs.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. We were talking about the Leafs losing. I was a diehard Leaf fan. I still am. And there were two favorite teams, the Leafs and whoever was playing Montreal. Sorry, yeah. Matt. But I have, I was managing the Toronto Maple Leafs in 2007, and we won the championship. And we had about 7,000 people at that game. And as we're celebrating on the field, I walk towards our dugout, and there's a guy and his son. And I grab a ball, and I flip a ball to the kid, and I said, "Thanks for coming out." And the guy says, "I want to thank you." And I said, "Why?" He goes, "This is maybe the only Leaf team my son will ever see winning a championship." That's cold. So cold. It's been true so far. That's
tough awesome. Times, man. That's tough awesome. Times.
Yeah. Amazing. Okay. So just a summary for the dads that are watching out there. We're going to get 4 tickets to a Guelph Royals game of your choice. We're going to get that out as soon as possible. Tonight probably will be the we'll start the draw. How do you want to do it? Do you know, what do you think tag your favorite player or a dad? Oh, how about tag a dad you can strike out?
Adders. Yeah, exactly.
Tag a dad you could strike out. whatever you on the bump and that and another dad in the batter's box.
Yeah.
Which dad there? Would you like the bean?
Yeah.
Bear Tebow. There you
go. And just a shout out to Sean Riley too. I know he's got all the accolades in the IBL, but he's a Guelph dad as well. He won my giveaway when I gave away the beer and the gift card for Smith Meats. So I got to stop by and drop that off and see the legend himself where he lives. So
he's one of a kind, and he's a great, great guy. And one of the reasons I took this job, because I knew I'd have an opportunity to maybe see him win a championship, and he deserves it. He's done a lot for this community, and now as a firefighter, he's doing a lot for people, around the area that he's in. So great guy. And I hope we can pull it off for him. But
awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Dino. Thanks for your time. And we will be in touch for that giveaway.
Yeah. And good luck on Saturday and all the games beyond as well. We'll be out to support.
I appreciate it, guys. Great talking to you. Thank you.
Cheers.
Awesome. That's exciting stuff, dude.
Exciting stuff.
Before that, I didn't really have intentions. I've never been to a Guelph Royals game. I've been to a Toronto Maple Leafs game years ago. But after that, Dino got me hyped, man. Like that sounds amazing with the beer garden in left field.
Yep.
You know,
he said a local brewery, but does anyone in the chat know who it is? I was going to ask him, but he got on to more important things. I was stuck on beer, obviously, but
Dino, you want to chime in on that?
Yeah, I didn't want to cut the, we did such a good job promoting Royal City Brewery, so I didn't want to,
We can promote all the breweries.
Fixed Gear does a great job. They just won a gold medal for their beer nationally, and Mike's a big baseball fan, and he jumped at the chance to come and set things up for us. So
yeah,
we're happy to be local, and again, I'm like you guys, I love supporting locals. So
yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So we're I think the Guelph dads are pretty well represented at the breweries around town. So yeah, Fixed Gear, Royal City, Wellington, we're all fans.
We gotta have a beer off. It's gonna have to be a beer off.
I saw while we're talking about local beer, I saw the beer buses back this summer. So they're doing the beer tours. I don't know if that's an opportunity for a dad's event sometime this summer. So
let's get these guys up.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Dino.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Cool. Okay. Well, you know what? I mean, we're going on half an hour now. Let's kick it to the next giveaway. What do you think, Matt?
Absolutely. So I want to say thank you to Matt Hensley and his wife. I'm not sure what her name is, but she's I think she's on the optometrist side of the Apps Optical business, but these guys they've been chomping at the bit to do a giveaway for a little while, and we've got a $300 value giveaway for the dads tonight, which is a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses. So I've got some photos on the group. We've got a whole bunch of people that responded. We just posted it today, and the interest is obviously significant. Got a couple people with two names on there because they posted the pictures of their busted old sunglasses that they need to replace. So we've got double entries if you posted a picture. I did also talk to Matt, and he said that if you're blind like me, they can cut prescription lenses for them as well. I asked what the price was. Obviously the prescription, if you've got Coke bottles like me, it's probably going to be like a little bit more money, but because the frames are already covered, it would just be the cost of the lenses. So Matt made a point. He said they're polarized, so they're good quality sunglasses, going to protect your eyes as well as look awesome. So
always got to support those businesses that are doing the giveaways here.
And I believe Matt and his wife recently bought that business as well. So it's a new venture for them. So we want to support our dads. And, I don't know if we have any other, optometrists in the group. So, why support anybody else? Might as well go out to Apps Optical if you want. Obviously, they carry non-prescription like sunglasses in, good brands like Ray-Ban. So even if you're not visually impaired like I am, you can still go and support.
I think Matt's in the comments there. If he wants to drop the website, you guys can go find that website in the comments. So go check out. Awesome. So without further ado, should we kick it to the giveaway? We ready?
Let's spin it.
For this? Who is getting the Ray-Bans? Okay, let's go. And the winner of the Apps Optical Ray-Bans is a double entry, Jeremy Hannes. Congratulations, Jeremy.
Jeremy was on it today too. He was the first one to post with a photo right off the bat before I even got a chance to post and say that I had done it. He already hit it in there. So congratulations, Jeremy.
It was nice. It's nice to see the double entry got it. I'm so happy a double entry got it.
You know? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Congrats to Jeremy and Matt and Jeremy. If Matt, you want to reach out to Jeremy, go ahead, or we can make the connection. We'll leave it to you guys to sort that out.
Awesome. And yeah, I know Jeremy, just a shout out for Jeremy. He's cleaned my vehicles before. He's done the interior detailing, does a great job. I know some other dads have had him clean their cars as well. So that's his side hustle, and he does a great job with it.
Awesome. Again, thank you dads for watching. Thank you dads for contributing to the giveaways. Shout out to Apps Optical. Shout out to the Guelph Royals. Shout out to Ryan Waller and Royal City Brewery. Got to throw Fixed Gear in the mix as well. Shout out to all y'all.
Awesome. Have a good long weekend. Be safe, everybody.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.